The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. In this week's show, bragging rights for Bewley, Aberdour record double over GMA, and Glenarker and Scotland manager Drew McNeil's here to look over all this weekend's action. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. Had a good weekend slash week?
Been good, apart from our little crack of snow we've had still lying about, but the forecast looks good for the weekend, so it's always good.
Obviously last week we were looking forward to sun-kissed Saturday with the Shinty, but Monday, Tuesday had other ideas and we had a fair dump of snow. Hopefully it won't have affected any pitches across the weekend.
I don't think so. I mean, I know the pitch at Drum's looking fine, so everybody else will be much the same, I hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Let's look back, first of all, over last weekend's action. The McTavish Cup took centre stage in the north, and there was no bigger game than a derby between Bewley and Lovett. Bewley maintained their unbeaten start to the campaign with a 4-3 win over their rivals Lovett. And earlier today, I caught up with one of their star men, Innes Simpson.
Innes, first of all, great start to the season for Bewley. No more so than a derby victory over Lovett in the McTavish Cup on Saturday.
Yeah, that was rather sweet, that win, to be honest. The lads have been building up to that one for a while. The games between ourselves and Lovett have been very, very close in the last few games. And we've felt a little bit unjust in our losses sometimes.
A real cracking game for the neutral as well. I know a few guys who were through there and they really enjoyed it. It was a real cracking cup tie.
Yeah, it was. It was your stereotypical cup tie. And unfortunately got to watch a lot of it from the sidelines, picking up a wee injury in the first half. But no, it was good to watch. Very fair, quick, flowing shinty, with that little edge of the derby beside it as well.
Now, Lovett, obviously it's a traditional fixture in the year as well. You've played them in McTavish already this season. Next season, could it be a more regular fixture in the Premiership?
We would love it to be honest, pardon the pun. We would really like to get up there. The structure of our club is all set up for us to be there. If we were playing them a couple of times a year, that would really suit us.
And a real good start you've made to life in North Division 1 this season. Obviously, you're minus one team in there. It's a longer season in terms of games, but you know, less of a competition in the fact that Kinloch Shiel moved up. How do you rate your chances in North Division 1 this season?
Yeah, we've got a good chance, really, of getting up there. You mentioned already we've made a really good start, but everything's been aimed towards that. Our pre-season was meticulous. Trainer that came in there last year, he's been very meticulous in what we were doing in pre-season. So we're taking just one game at a time. That's all it is. There's plenty of good sides in that. It's such a hard league to get out of.
Kinloch Shiel were tremendous in that division last year. But for Bewley, it's been a kind of progression, really. You're just slowly but surely edging towards winning North Division 1. That would be the aim in getting to the Premiership. But it's been a couple of years' hard work getting there.
Yeah, it's been probably more than a couple of years, to be honest. We've had, we've been bringing in, we were forced to bring in some really young players after the 2006 season. We had quite a lot of guys retired after that season, which needed to be done, but you got to bleed these guys in. And to be fair to these lads now, every single one of them is buying into the whole, what we're about at the club, to try and get us forward and get us up the division.
It's only a good thing, really, that the whole club has changed the structure. You mentioned before we started chatting about the youngsters as well, blooding them through as well, and it can only be a good thing for the club and for the game as well.
Yeah, beneath the surfaces, as it may be, the young folk that are coming through that have been coached, there's some brilliant coaches in there that hardly get a mention. You know, Shinty's always sort of first team, but there's some brilliant coaches there that are doing some sterling work, and we as a club are starting to see that. We're getting some brilliant players coming through. We had a couple of boys into the under-21s Scotland side last year, not before time. And, you know, these guys, there's floods of them coming behind them as well. So it's good days.
Obviously, the media, like ourselves, like to get a bit carried away. If you are to progress and go to the Premiership, with the good youth structure as well behind the club, perhaps the club could flourish at a higher level for a couple of years to come?
Yeah, we would like to think that. As I say, we're not getting carried away at all, but we are, the whole club is geared towards the Premier Division. We'd like to think we'd have a good mixture of experience and youth. You know, there's young guys coming through, but there's you know, we've benefited greatly from some more experienced players keeping themselves in great condition in the past years to get these young fellas through there. So, you know, it would be nice to get up there. We're going to need some experience as well. You know, we've got some really good players that have kind of reinvented themselves this year. There's a little bit in the paper there about big Marty Davidson, goalkeeper the last couple of years, reinvented himself back outfield this year. Mm-hmm. Now, Marty's got a wealth of experience, came from a very experienced club. Can you see Lernt Shinty down there? And, you know, he's going to be invaluable as well, you know.
Now, we mentioned that spectacular win over Lovett. You take on another Premiership side in the quarterfinals. You're up against Glenurquhart at home, and a chance of going even further in the competition. You made the semi-finals a few years ago as well. You might fancy your chances with a home tie against Glenurquhart.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're really looking forward to that. You know, we know that club well. They have been reinvented themselves a little bit with Drew and Fraser down there, but yeah, we're not really feared of anybody there. Certainly, we've got respect for everybody, but we're just going about our business and taking ourselves quite seriously, you know.
We really should have got you on before that one with Drew on the show as well. Perhaps you could have, you know, got stuck into Drew before the game there.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of that anyway before the game. It's a couple of weeks away, so yeah, there'll be plenty of banter.
Let's look at North Division 1 this weekend. You're at home to Lochaber, and perhaps one of the biggest games of the season so far for you in terms of North Division 1.
Yeah, they've got the same ambitions as ourselves. They've been up there. You know, I know they're hurting being back down in this division. But yeah, that's going to be a cracking game this Saturday. Every single game, every team that's in our division can take points off anyone, but you obviously want to beat the clubs that are the closest to you at that point. So yeah, we're very, very focused for Saturday. Training's been going well already this week, and yeah, looking forward to the game.
Like you said earlier, you know, one game at a time, but beating Lochaber, does that show your intent?
Yeah, I would say so. Beating Lovett last Saturday, that shows our intent, to be honest. It shows where we are as a club, how far we've come, but we're not getting carried away in the slightest. You know, the one thing the management team keep installing in us is just one game at a time. We are firmly keeping our feet in the ground. Lochaber, yeah, it's another North Division 1 game that we want the points, as simple as that.
Yeah, it's all about getting the points in the bag early on in the campaign.
Absolutely, absolutely.
At the moment, you're top. You've played the same amount of games as Skye. They're not involved at the weekend. You're up against Lochaber. They've got a game in hand, but a real chance to pull, you know, 4 points clear of them early on. I mean, even that in itself is a real kind of plus.
Well, that's it. You hear it every week. Everyone watches the football every week. There's all the puns of the day come out by the managers and stuff. But, you know, yeah, we get the points on the board, get the points on the table, then they're chasing us. That's fine. That's not a problem. But, yeah, it's a difficult game coming up.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Bully star Innes Simpson on the MFR Shinty Show. And if you got to mention an interview as well, Drew, Marty Davidson, as he spoke about there, reinventing himself outfield this season. Two hat-tricks in the for the seconds. Scored a double at the weekend as well, and he's also been christened with the nickname Boom because of the way he hits the ball. So Boom seems to be doing the trick for Bewley.
Better than Hot Shot, I suppose.
Yes. But, you know, Bewley, a great win for them the weekend over Lovett. You know, a game that we looked at as probably tie of the round, and it might be a bit harsh to say that, you know, a surprise on the cards wasn't too much of a shock, because we know that the history between those two, but still a remarkable win for them.
It was, and you know, they'll be delighted with that. Lovett will be disappointed being 3-1 up then losing it in the end. But I saw Bewley against Crecy semi-final, was it last year, the year before, and they weren't disgraced. In fact, they only kind of lost their way towards the end, and they've shown in the past in McTavish they can hold their own against Premier Division teams.
Yeah, and they're up against another Premiership team in the next round. You're Glenurquhart side, and as Innes said there, they're not scared of anyone. But that'll be another good cup tie to look forward to.
Yeah, and we'll wind the banter up as weeks go on, I'm sure. So it'll be fine. No, it'll be good. Be a good game. Good local derby again, Inverness area. That's what you want.
Yeah, Innes talking up their chances of competing in the very top of North Division 1. Wouldn't be drawn too much on about winning it, but they're up there in the very early stages of the season. We did say that it would be a big season for them, but yeah, just quite happy to take one game at a time at the moment.
Yeah, and their biggest opposition will be Lochaber, who they took 3 of the 4 points off last year. And I know some of the people went to see Bewley play Kinlochshiel and felt that at stages Bewley were the better team. So they weren't far behind Kinlochshiel last year. Obviously, big game this week. Lochaber visit Bewley. That's a massive game for them this season.
Yeah, it's one of the first, I suppose, out with the cup. It's the biggest game of the season so far for them, and it's a real test of their title credentials. If they can get past Lochaber, then you might start talking about them.
Yeah, they'll put a 4-point gap on it, so they'll be delighted with that. Difficult game. I wouldn't call difficult.
And obviously, with the one team going out of North Division 1, they have to meet each other 3 times, so it's the first of 3 kind of real big games between them and Lochaber this weekend.
Yeah, and it could come down to being as simple as having 2 home ties rather than 1 away tie. One club will probably feel aggrieved if they lose both home games win or lose both the away games. Would be difficult for them, but it will come down to a bit of luck and wind up with the fixtures and stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Glenurquhart, as we mentioned, will play Bewley in the quarterfinals of the McTavish Cup. A 4-2 win over Inverness for you at the weekend.
Yeah, it would have been a tougher game if Inverness had Sorley and James Cameron playing. Very impressed with Inverness. They could have, 4-1, they could have chucked it in, but no, they stuck at it, kept playing. They're going in the right direction, Inverness. First time I've seen them this season, and yeah, quite impressed with them.
Indeed, we have spoken to James already this season as well, and he's been quite happy with the progress they're making, but you know, you've seen them firsthand, and you also think that they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Just the strides they've made in 2 years has been amazing. Actually, they're completely different from what they were 2 years ago. And fair play to Shuggy down there.
Good to see. Also, can you see the holders? We thought it would be a tricky one for them away to Kinlochshiel, but they made it look easy in the end. 60 winners, and for the first time this season, he's back on the score sheet, Ronald Ross.
There was no instant information. We did suspect he'd be back. It was, can you see our holders that trophy? They're not going to give up lightly. So the Rollins, I think, was on the bench to start with and came on and did as usual. So what can you say? The guy's just a little bit special.
That side of the draw, if Kinlochshiel were out of it, it opens it up, but Kinlochshiel are through to the quarterfinals, and it's looking like a Kinlochshiel need to more final. I mean, that is the one that everyone would be looking out for, but still all to play for in that McTavish Cup quarterfinal draw. The likes of Lochaber also joining them in Skye as well. We pretty much assumed they would be in the hat.
The season hasn't settled down yet, so I wouldn't like to predict who's going to be in the semi-finals now. I mean, who'll be in the finals? The McTavish is a great cup. It's the first one of the season. It's nice and a nice early indicator of who might dominate the season.
Indeed. There was also Celtic Society Cup action, with Bute beating Glenorchy 4-1 and Open Celtic 4-0 winners at home to Strachar in the south. But perhaps the result of the round was Aberdour beating Glasgow Muirdergeil 1-0, and not for the first time this season. And we're joined on the line now by Aberdour team manager Lisa Norman. Lisa, a great result for you at the weekend, beating Glasgow Muirdergeil, not for the first time this season.
No, it was a good close game, and I suppose it was a big achievement for us and for the boys. They worked pretty hard in both games. Don't get me wrong, it was a great result, but it wasn't easy, and both games probably could have gone either way. There wasn't much in it, so credit to a performance from players from both teams. But yeah, a really good end result for us.
I think both games as well, you've scored very early on as well, a minute on the clock, and you scored at the weekend. You also scored within 5 minutes in the league game as well. So a lot to hold on to as well. You know that the Glasgow Muirdergeil would have come at you as well to, you know, try and get back on terms.
Absolutely, aye. It was nerve-wracking 89 minutes last Saturday. But I think that's what we've proved, is trying to go out and get an early goal and, attack teams from the start, which we maybe previously didn't do last season. Mm-hmm. And we were maybe sitting defensively and then looking to almost read the other team and then go for the attack. Sometimes it's too late, but I think they've worked a lot on what we needed to improve on from last season, so that's a bonus anyway.
And is it all about confidence as well, you know, knowing the teams and knowing the division and knowing what you can do as well?
Yeah, it's confidence for them, also myself, and as you say, it's, you know, building experience within the team, you know, because mm-hmm. we only really started out last year putting out the two teams. And it's taken me even, took the first couple of weeks, we had a few big score lines, but just to get to know players, where everyone was going to settle in. We had a few new boys join the team. I've got a boy from Kinlochiel and two boys that come back after 2.5 years of not playing. And mm-hmm. it's just took them 2 weeks to gel again. But I think we've found our where they're comfortable playing, and we now know what works for us. So we're just hoping we can build on that.
Kilmory next up in the quarterfinals. Do you fancy a cup run? It's a side who are on the same points tally as you in the league table as well. Do you fancy going the next step in the Celtic Society Cup?
Oh, absolutely. I think the boys would be delighted to take it one step further. Obviously, it's the first year we've entered that competition. We had a tough game against them at the start of the season, but I'm hoping now that we've found a bit more form, we can give them a much better game and take maybe some points away from it.
League-wise, you've got 4 points on the board, 2 wins from four.
Yep.
You've already, you know, leveled the same wins tally as last season as well. I think you got 5 points last season in South Division when you got 4 at the moment. So it just shows you that the steps that you're making.
Yeah, making huge steps really. Last year, as we said, was quite transitional, and this year it's about competing, you know, in both leagues, and trying to ensure that we don't end up in a relegation situation like we did last year. But you know, so I think the boys are really up for it, and we now have a really good bunch of two squads who I think are really proud to be playing for the club, and also can see where they can take their shinty next.
Drew, it's great to see Aberdeen making great strides down there.
Yeah, it is, Lisa. You know, both your teams are winning now, which is, how are you going to manage expectation now? Because I'm sitting looking at the Celtic Society, and you guys could actually get to the final without too much difficulty. I mean, it won't be easy, but you know, can you imagine Aberdour in the Celtic Society Cup final? It is possible.
Well, we never imagined last year that our second team would be in the Bullet Cup final, you know, and they made it there. So the first team have definitely got something to prove this year. I know there's been a bit of banter between the boys in both teams, and obviously the fact the second team did make that final, you know, they're looking for the first to try and equal that. But it's really just one step at a time, and at the moment for me, and even for the boys, it's not necessarily about reaching finals, but it's ensuring that, you know, we can develop two squads that in 10 years' time can be playing and competing in finals. This year, it'd be great if it happens, but that's not our goals and our targets at the moment, you know. That's a great byproduct if we compete and we play well as a team and that happens, but you know, just the improving and developing as a squad and as a club is our main focus this year.
Yeah, we spoke to Ennis Simpson from Bewley a few moments ago, and he said that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, obviously they're trying to get up to the Premiership, and it's been a lot of hard work to get there. But yeah, when you do, it's all worth it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the rewards of not going for some short-term wins with the squad we've got. It's looking to build a solid base and, you know, have a club that's competing at a good level at senior in, you know, a few years down the line, as opposed to just going for a quick win this year or a quick fix, you know. So we're definitely looking to develop the club long term.
Well, that's really good to hear, Lisa. Looking at your fixtures this weekend, you're up against Strucker, and as we said, yeah, you've started the season pretty well. You fancy the chances there?
Fancying a chance is, unfortunately, Lambing hits us a wee bit hard, as it does with a lot of clubs. And, you know, we're missing 5 guys that beat Celtic 3-0 a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we're missing 3 guys from last week as well. So it's going to be a tough game, but I've got every faith in all the players that we have, you know, regardless of who we have or who we're missing. We seem to still work really well as a team. But yeah, that takes us down to a finite amount of players. But hey, everyone has these moments, and it's how you cope with that. So
excellent stuff, Lisa. Good to hear from you, and no doubt we'll check in with you at some point during the season as well.
That's great. Thanks very much.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Lisa Norman on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew again, like Bewley. Great to see a club making real good strides, and again, you know, they've got all the infrastructure right as well.
Yeah, they've got a lot of numbers playing. I can imagine Lisa's under quite a bit of pressure at some point, look to produce some results. And this season, both teams are doing it. You know, looking at the game this weekend, they're going to Strathclyde. I mean, I kind of half expect them to win that, and I wouldn't have thought that last year, you know.
Yeah, great. I mean, really good to see a club have put the hard work in, and, you know, a relatively new club in the last couple of years, but great to see them, you know, getting the rewards from their hard work. Let's look ahead to this weekend's action now. A draw between Kyles and Needsamore last weekend. Kyles now 2 points off top spot in the Premiership with a game in hand. They travel to Kinloch Shiel, while Needsamore welcome Camali. It's starting to hot up at the top.
Yeah, good game. Kyles done well, behind three times, came back three times. That was a tight match, that, and it's quite odd watching it on the YouTube. I think Norman Campbell managed to score a late equaliser for Kyles, an own goal, and it was apparently 3 minutes from the end, but the game seemed to go on forever and both teams had chances towards the end. It was a tight, tight game, that, and fair play to Kyles. That's a great effort from them.
They missed a game, of course, early on in the season as well, and we did speak a few weeks ago about Needsamore starting to get into their stride, and we thought, this is it, they're just going to pull away now and race off with a wealthy points margin. But Kyle's keeping them back, you know, reining them back in.
Yeah, Tom White scoring again, and Ewan Campbell, 3 weeks in a row, young Ewan scored. Yeah, I did think Ewan would be a good addition to them, and he is a goal scorer, so he's doing them, you know, a good turn this season. Newton Moore still be hard to peg back. It'll be tough for Kamali this week going to Newton Moore. You know, and Kyle's going to Kinloch Shiel, a different proposition. They've not met each other for years, whereas you think Newton Moore's going to get the 2 points quite easily. I don't wish to say that badly about Kamali, but somebody was at the game felt that Kamali didn't even get a shot on target last week against Inverary, so they're struggling a little bit up front.
Yeah, of course they lie bottom of the table as well. I mean, it's very unlikely they'll get something from Newton Moore, but, you know, stranger things have happened this season, of course.
Yeah, of course, Kamali's strength all last season was the number of goals they were able to score, and if they're not scoring goals, they're a team that does concede goals, so it's going to be tough for them to pick themselves up for a Newton Moore game.
Ronald Ross, as we mentioned, back on the score sheet for King Usey, kind of a vital point of the season for them as well, you know, just a couple of weeks in. They travel to Lovett, albeit out with that McTavish Cup defeat to Bewley. Lovett still unbeaten this season.
Yeah, and still full of energy, I'm sure. There's no guarantee Ronald will even start that game. You know, the target would have been staying in McTavish. He may need a week off after if he's come back too early, so Lovett may face a Kinusi without Ronald, which will give him a boost. Lovett at home, pretty good team at home, you know.
Yep.
They won't be scared of taking points off Kinusi.
No, the fear factor is gone, especially for Lovett this season, and I have to apologise as well for discounting them at the title race so early in the season. They are 2 points by Needsamore with two games in hand.
Yeah, and, you know, they've beaten Newton Moore, so they'll be thinking of Baden a double, why not? You know, they're going to go for it, that's for sure.
Indeed. Inverary, who beat Kamali 2-0 at the weekend, they're up against Fort William, both mid-table at the moment, and Glenarkert beat the other ties in the Premiership this weekend.
Yeah, Inverary and Fort William last season, I think it was 3-0 and 3-1 to Fort William, tight games. Probably similar sort of tie again. Depends who Inverary have available. Inverary are a better team at home than they are away from home, so be a tough game for William. For William, they won't find that as easy as they would expect it to be. For William, we go in the right direction, but Inverary will have to get points at home against everybody. That's the way they'll see it.
The other fixtures this weekend, North Division 1, as we already spoke about, Bewley take on Lochaber, Strathglass are up against Lochcarron, and South Division 1, Aberdour, as we spoke to Lisa Norman, she takes on Strachur with our Aberdour side. Kilmory welcome Glasgow with their Guile, and Tinalta up against Open Celtic. In South Division 2, it's Bute versus Ballyhoolish, and a full card of Sutherland Cup ties, and Inverness take on Lovett. Lochside Rovers are up against King Usey. Lochaber are away to Aberdour. Colglen take on Bleskin. Kamali face Lochcarron. Glengarry are up against Kinloch Shiel. Fort William travel to Glasgow Mother Guile. Aberdeen Uni take on Newton Moore. Cas Athletic are up against Lochbroom. Strathglass versus Inverary, and Bewley are up against Tayforth. And two Hydro Camanach Cup ties, Oban Camanach are up against Glenorchy, and Caberfae travel to Inverness. Looking at the rest of last week's action, and I think one story that broke out in North Division 3, you mentioned earlier today, Strathspey picked up the first point.
Yeah, great, and Lochbroom also winning as well, but great to see Strathspey getting a point so early in the season already.
Yeah, and just to confirm, California are not about to join North Division 3. April Fool's Day had everyone. I had to check that story a couple of times just to make sure that it wasn't true. I thought maybe we were going to an expenses paid trip to California.
That's an away game I definitely would have made.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure, every club would be joining North Division 3 if that was the case. Terrific stuff, but maybe one day.
Well, why not?
Sure, Arnold Schwarzenegger could get a team of shinty players together.
He won't allow chewing gum, but he allows shinty. That's not so bad.
That's it for another week of the MFR Shinty Show. My thanks to Innes, Lisa, Andrew. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the shinty takes you.